الله الرحمن الرحيم شعر رب الله الشيخ أول رومي وقت تبريز دورة هذا شاه كي محمد اقتصف نور الله مرقده التايتل is مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نا خدا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نا خدا خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن گو بظاہر میر غم میں ہے پڑا گو بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پڑا خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی جس طرح پالے تو ان پر وہ فدا جس طرح پالے تو ان پر وہ فدا خنجر تسلیم سے اے دوستو خنجر تسلیم سے اے دوستو ہو رہی ہے غیب سے صد جاتا ہو رہی ہے غیب سے صد جاتا اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں جان حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا جان حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا عشرتیں تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی، عشرتیں تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی، عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخشا صدا صدا صدا، عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخشا صدا، ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے، ساری دنیا کے مزے پانی ملے، غیر پانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا، غیر پانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا، قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں، قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں، مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا، مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا، دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا، دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی، عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا، ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا، میری کشتی کا میرا غم نا خدا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة على عباده الذين اصطفى من اصطفى ما بعد من اصطفى ما بعد. We'll try to very very briefly do a literal translation because where can people like me understand the depth of the meanings of these words. Allah, this is the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed our Dada Shaykh with, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us even just an inkling or just an iota of it. Says that mujhko tufano mein bhi sahil diya, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me contentment even in mujhko tufano, even in the storms, what outwardly seemed like storms, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with contentment. And this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, that a person who's got contentment of heart is the most wealthiest person, is the person at most at ease. The first line, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نا خدا. That slowly this concern of the akhirat and his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was the captain of my ship, this love and this always looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slowly it took me to my destination. It made me reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It opened up the realities of life, that what is the object of life. Khoon hasrat pi ke do wo ishrat mili aise do alam hua jis par fida, that by sacrificing my desires and by sacrificing the temporary pleasures and by always spreading the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, then this is that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that aspect, that both the comfort of both the worlds be sacrificed upon it. This is the object of life, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us, that liya'rifun, liya'budun and liya'rifun, we should recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person gives up gunah, when a person gives up sin, just today we are reading one malfuz of Hazrat Imam Asadullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that a few youngsters went for some advice, and he said that eat as much as you want, have as much comfort as you want, but give up gunah. Stay away from haram. Stay away from that which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So khun hasrat, the blood of my desires, by murdering my desires. As Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi used to always say, that take a spear and cut your heart, cut your desires. So that blood of sacrificing our temptations and sacrificing our desires, Ashadol, and both the comforts of both the world be sacrificed upon it. Meri hasrat ki baharon ko na pooch, ehle ishrat ban gaye mere khuda. That the person who's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it outwardly may seem that he's in problems, he's leading a dry life, they're not going to all these resorts, and they're not doing all these things, and they're not enjoying the pleasures of the world, and it may seem that they're living in such a difficult conditions. But ask those who really realize that they may be in all the comforts of the world, but they are prepared to sacrifice everything over upon them. That is from a dini aspect. Even in the dunyawi aspect, there was a director of a very very big company. When he used to sit and look at his workers outside eating and spending their lunch hours playing and having sandwiches and resting, just putting a brick under the head and sleeping, and he used to say, "I'm prepared to give up everything just to be one of them." We'll come to that further. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi says, "Sab ki ishrat dil se bahar ho gayi, meri hasrat mere dil mein hai sada." That everybody's pleasures, we can see outwardly, a person got this and he's got outwardly got everything going for him, and it seems like Hazrat Wala always mentions this incident to us, that person who was given one wish. That your one wish will be accepted, and he said, go and find somebody. He was in a lot of problems, and said, go and find somebody that you want to be like him. He went from person to person to person until he found somebody that he had gardens, and he had servants, and he had everything. He had position also. He was the king of the time. And he said, no, I want to be like this person. When he went and said, before I really make my dua, let me ask this person. And when he went to this person and found out, he said that, please don't ever try to be like me. That outwardly it seems like I've got everything. But all these children who are playing here also, I know that they are not mine. And the whole incident goes on. So nevertheless, that it may seem that a person's got everything of this world. But my pain, the pain of my in that is in my heart, that I have that love, that desire for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meri hasrat meri dil mein hai sada, that is hidden within my heart. That outwardly people may seem to have all the luxuries and all the pleasures and all the contentments of the heart. My pleasure, outwardly they have everything. But the pleasure that I have got, that Allah has blessed me with, that is in my heart. Be wafa, ishrat hai ya hasrat hai mir, soch kar khud faisla kar lo zara. That you decide now, oh sir, you make a decision. That this outward pleasure, are these things not loyal to you, or the pain of the heart? Which one is the one? Which one is the one? Which one is the one that is a traitor? Which one is the one that is got betrayal in it? The pain of the heart, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something that is permanent. all the pleasures of this world, this is going to stay behind. Now you open up your eyes, and also you make the decision. What do you want? You want something that is temporary, or you want something that is permanent, something that is going to take you through every storm and through every challenge. Unki rahmat mir par saaya fagan, go bazaar mir hai gham mein pada. That the shadow of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on Mir, using Hazrat Mir Sahib rahmatullah alayhi's name, but on every that person who's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on every that person who realizes his object of life, and on every that person who has made qabr and akhirat his focus, the cloud of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always encompassing him, always engulfing him. خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا. That to stay in the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stay in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is our real worship, this is our real ibadat, this is our way of life. جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا. In whichever way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us, whatever the condition, the life of this world is going to pass. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, Mali wali dunya, that what have I got to, if I got to do with this dunya? My example is like that of a person who just says, of a traveler who rested under a tree for a little while. He took the shade, he rested, and after that he carried on his journey. So the real servitude, real worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we should always be content in whichever condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us. خنجر تسلیم سے اے دوستو ہو رہی ہے غیب سے سجا عطا. The خنجر تسلیم, by the dagger of obedience, that a person's got desires, by slaughtering one's desires and by murdering one's desires, that خنجر تسلیم سے, by this, oh my friend, ہو رہی ہے غیب سے سجا عطا. What one life? If you feel a person in this world, you've got one life, one wali, one saint asked many people, that what is your greatest fear? One person said, I fear being bitten by a snake. One person said, I fear being in an accident. One person said, I fear being mugged and robbed. Then he came to the conclusion that everybody's fear is death. That electrocution is death. A snake bites you, the worst that can happen is death. Motor car accident, the worst that can happen is death. You can happen is death. You get robbed, you get mugged, the worst is death. So in this life, in this world, it's only one life. But every time a person cuts and slaughters his desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a new noor in his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a new level and raises his rank so much more. So khanjar taslim, with this dagger of obedience, Allah is blessing us with thousands of lives. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us more and more. اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کو ان خبر اس کو ان خبر اس کو نہیں جان حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا. The people of the outwardly, who have got everything in this world, all the pleasures of this world, al-zahir, what is apparent, what you can see, all the pleasures of this world, ko uski khabar nahi, they don't have an inkling, they don't have an idea, jaan hasrat ko hai, jo ishrat ata, that a person who slaughters his desires, a person who leads his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happiness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with, what contentment he's got, and what a sweet life and what a good life he's got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ, most certainly we give him hayatan tayyiba, a very good life. And we see that, how people of the world, they may be having everything, but a wali comes to town, a buzur comes to town, and everybody wants that, Hazrat come to my shop, Hazrat come here, come there. What is this? This is true respect. A person may be in the service, he may be a royal servant, but he's doing it out of fear, that this is the king, I got to do this, he's doing it because of routine. But with the Ahlullah, everybody wants to serve them, everybody wants, he feels it an honor, that if Hazrat accepts my dawah, if Hazrat comes to my place, if Hazrat comes to my shop, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses to the Ahlullah. So Ahl-e Zahir, those who have outward bounties and outward ni'mat, the pleasures of this world, it seems like they've got everything, but they don't have an idea of the contentment of heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to those people who will lead their life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isro to dushmano ko bhi mili, aashiko ko apna gham baksha sada. That the outward pleasures of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given even to the enemies. Namrud, what didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him as far as the wealth of this world goes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَلَوْلَا أَيَّكُونَ النَّاسِ, that if it wasn't for the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, most certainly, I would given the kuffar such palatial homes that roofs of gold, they would have had high thrones on which they would have sat. But out of compassion for the believers, that your tongues would have come out and you would have looked at these ni'mat and you would have got overwhelmed. So out of Allah's mercy, Allah didn't do that. But still we see that even the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes in a hadith sharif that if this world had the value of even the wing of a mosquito, and as Hazrat Allah teaches us so beautifully, that a mosquito has got six wings, then the value of even one wing of a mosquito, then Allah would have never given even a sip of water to a kafir, to a disbeliever. So, ishraton ko, to dushmano ko bhi mili. The pleasures of this world and outward ni'mat, etc., this Allah gave to everybody, to aashiqo ko apna gham bakhsha sada. But those who are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with the pain of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is hidden within the bosom, and only they know what enjoyment they have in it. Sari dunya ke maze fani mili, mile, ghair fani mujhko tera gham mila. That sari dunya ke maze fani mile. That the whole world, they got those outward pleasures, fani, which is temporary, which is going to come to an end. That whatever it is, a house built, it's made of sand. Car made of sand. Human being himself, we are all made of sand. Everything that we see, don't spend your wealth on sand. Something that is temporary, something that is going to come to an end. Rare fani, sarfani, something which is permanent. Mujhko tera gham mila, Allah bless me with that love of yours, which is something which is eternal, which is something which is unending, which will go with me into the qabr. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person, when he passes away, all his actions come to an end, except from three avenues in the hadith, that one is the pious offspring, and one is that a person did something that others can benefit. So these are things which are perpetual, that a person will get the benefit of it even after he passes on. So the pleasures of this world, these are all temporary. The whole world has got all these temporary pleasures, but the real love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something that is eternal, that will carry a person right through. Qabar ki janib hai, jin ki manzile, mustanat unko na tu apna bana. That those who are bound to go to the grave. In other words, everything of this world, this whole world is going to come to an end. Something that is temporary, something that is destined to perish, to come to an end. Then don't make it the object of your life. Mustanad tu unko apna na bana. Don't make them something that is going to perish, something that is going to become sand, and something that's going to come to an end. Whatever it is, as Hazrat Allah always teaches us, that put a 10 million man check next to your heart in the pocket, but don't put even one cent into the heart. Something that is temporary is going to come to an end. Don't spend your life on it. Don't hanker after it. Spend your life, try and acquire that ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is eternal, which is perpetual, and that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dushmano ko aise aab gil diya, dosto ko apna dard dil diya. That the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave them all the pleasures, aab gil, of water and sand. Whatever it is, like we said now, whether it is buildings, whether it is cars, whether it is women, whatever it is, all the pleasures of this world, Allah gave it to everybody, Muslim and non-Muslim. The enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah blessed them also with everything. But those that are the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doston ko apna dard dil diya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, this is something that is perpetual, and this is the object of life, and this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world, that we should recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That ma abadna haqqa ibadatik, that we couldn't, oh Allah, we couldn't worship you, couldn't fulfill the right of worshiping you. And who is saying this? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his feet used to swell. Sahaba used to take pati on him. Our beloved mother said it in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and I took pati on him, that why are you exerting yourself, you are like this? Said, Afala akuna abdan shakura, that my Allah is so merciful, why shouldn't I be a grateful servant? So this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have it, only they know what it is. So Allah blesses this only to his friends. Unko sahil mein bhi par bhi tughyani mili, mujhko tufano bhi sahil mila. That other people, those who are bereft of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it seems like they are in pleasure. It seems like they are on the shore. They've got everything going for them. Everything is functioning smoothly. That's how it seems. And it may seem that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are in the storm. But in the storm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left them with contentment of heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left them with his friendship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them his close ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us also.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم صدق الله العظيم. There is a season of Hajj, a few talks about Hajj etc. About the 10 days of Zulhijjah, which are very important, about Qurbani. And then if there's time, we'll do our kitabs also with regard to going for Hajj. And this poem, the title, Mujhko Tufano Mein Bhi Sahil Mila, that in all storms also, I got the shore. That is, in all difficulties and hardships also, I found peace and contentment. And this is shown very much in Hajj. When a person goes, like now, we all, the heat that is there, the crowds which are there, but in all that, if a person finds Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, and that is if he has prepared before, then all that means absolutely nothing to him. MashaAllah, how many friends went for the last 2-3 days for Umrah of Ramadan, when the crowd is at its height, and when there is place for 2 million people, for 2 million and one, the one also there has to be place. He will fit in, but we mustn't be frightened. That is if we have prepared ourselves to go for Hajj. So at this time, mashallah, from around the world, the people are there, and the thing is, are we also there? We can be far away, but our hearts there. May Allah Ta'ala make it that whether any family is there or not, even if how many of us, may Allah forgive us and bless us that we can rectify ourselves. When all these people are there, our hearts also should be there. We all ask ourselves, me, myself, that today, how much did I think of the Hajj? Did we make any du'as? And we know many times there are mishaps also. Allah protect us to make du'a. Allah protect all the Hajj. Allah accepts everyone's Hajj. Allah gives everyone the maximum benefit of the Hajj and make it a Hajj maqbool, mabroor, and that it stays with one forever till Jannah. What are the great rewards of that Hajj that is like that? So, and that also, every Haji also should be concerned that he prepares for the Hajj and he makes this Hajj that will be accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So such a Hajj, we have to prepare ourselves all the time. And we who are not there physically, but at least our hearts should be there, making dua for them. We should be thinking of Roza Mubarak, that people are reading Salatu Salam, etc. All the how busy Haramain Sharifain is, and all the things, the Safa, Marwa, how people are going. Allah Ta'ala put our hearts there, and that we are making dua. And yeah, we are far away, but we also can get all that great pleasure. And together with that, there are a few very valuable instances which took place, by which we can gain great lesson also. One is, for example, there was a person, the Hajis made Hajj finish. Allah sent farishtas, and they were talking among themselves in human form. People were hearing. There are many such instances. This one, yeah, the one asked the others that whose Hajj has been accepted. They said, nobody's Hajj this year. Nobody, everyone's Hajj is rejected. But then the other one said, but one cobbler, a shoemaker, because of his Hajj, he didn't come for Hajj also, but because of his Hajj, Allah has accepted everyone's Hajj. And that is how we must have hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Wherever we get such an occasion, like for example, Bayan is taking place, some Buzurg is making Bayan, anywhere, we be present there. Jamaat work is taking, be trying as much as we can. Wherever we can, we take part, and we are just part. How many people were forgiven? Because there was one Maqbool Banda of Allah that was making Ziyarat. Because of him at that time, whoever was there, everyone got forgiven. There are many such occasions, so we should, when we get such occasions, don't try and keep away. And like we come for a bayan, don't sit on the edges, etc. And especially like a proud person, we're sitting on the chair one side, and we're just looking at the bayan and the people, making our observations, and we are our criticism. No, join the people humbly. And we don't know, we can be also included in that. So they said, this one cobbler, so they asked, well, how did that happen? So this cobbler, he wanted to come for Hajj. He had saved money, lot of money, and he was prepared to go for Hajj. But and at that time, his wife was expecting. And when a woman is expecting, many times she has desire to eat something, just certain particular things. So the neighbors, who they were very close and informal with, they were, the smell of meat came from there. And she desired to have this meat. So she went there and she asked for some meat. They were informal friends and that. So those people said that this meat is haram for you. It is halal for us. What they meant, that they were suffering hunger. And carrion, a dead animal, such a person can eat it, who has been suffering from hunger for so long, many days, and can be dying. For them it is permissible. For you people it is not permissible. So she came, she told her husband, our neighbor's condition is this. They have reached this level in poverty that they can even eat a dead animal, a bird or anything else. A dead animal also they can eat. So he took all that money of 20 years. A shoemaker, what is his earning? But he saved little, 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 and he had enough to go for Hajj. He said, go and give it all to them. And he gave it to them. And so these people, then at night he saw a dream that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala blessed him, that Allah appointed a farishta to make Hajj on his behalf. And that he will make every year Hajj on his behalf. And mashallah, in our times, this was very, very famous of Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sabra. Whoever returned from Hajj, they say, we saw you there for Hajj. Hazrat also must have done something that Allah was so pleased that until the day of Qiyamah, this Haji will be making Hajj on their behalf. So this is that, yeah, we learn a great lesson. We usually do things for ikhlas. But if we add this and just put this in perspective, for the pleasure of Allah. And then we get tested, yeah, to go for Hajj, who doesn't want to go for Hajj? And when you have been saving for 15, 20 years, and the desire for going for Hajj, how much isn't it in a person? But you take all that money and you give it to these people because they haven't got food. So this is, you did it for the pleasure of Allah. You can go for Hajj ikhlas for Allah, but he saw at this time, where was Allah's pleasure? It was here. So he gave it to them. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us. Another similar incident, one person, this Sheikh Ibn Arabi, Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayh, he was in Spain. He writes this incident of a person who was in Baghdad. There was a qafla at that time, like people getting ready to go for Hajj, one caravan all go together, it's safer, etc. So they were getting ready. So he thought, I'll also go for Hajj. So he had 500 dirhams saved. So he went to the marketplace to start buying his things, necessities of Hajj, etc. A lady came to him and said, I'm of very noble pedigree, very high my lineage, yani Sayyid, Sayyida she was. But I'm in a very, very, very sad condition. Money-wise, I'm extremely poor. I'm suffering. My little daughters, we've got absolutely nothing to eat. He took all that money, he gave it to her. He said, go and use it. It's a present. And whatever you want to buy, whatever you want to do, it's yours. So that finished. After the Hajj, they came back. So he went and meet the people again. He had so much enthusiasm. And as he is giving them Mubarak Badi, they giving him Mubarak Badi. Somebody saying, I saw you at Multazam. Somebody saying, I saw you in Mina. Somebody said, I saw you in Arafat. He think, I didn't go. I'm just here. But Allah, then at night when he slept, he saw a dream. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cared for one of my daughters. Sayyida, daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. I made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, you accept his Hajj from his side. And then his Hajj was not only accepted, in a dream, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, I made dua to Allah that Allah must accept you for your Hajj. Allah has appointed a farishta angel who will make till the day of Qiyamah Hajj for you. And also that all he will be making Hajj, and now you don't have to make Hajj. Your Hajj is made. Ulama will say, on the dream, still your Hajj you have to make. That is on its place. On that, another ajeeb incident also, that on one occasion, there was a person who was found guilty for murder. And the judge, and always the judiciary is independent, because they must their own. So he was found guilty, but then the king saw a dream that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he must not be hanged. So he went to the king, told the judge, and the king is the king. But the judge said, according to our qadi, according to proper shariat evidence, we find him guilty. I'm convinced that he is guilty. And for a dream, it's a dream of the king, in which he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But the dream is on its place, and the law of shariat is on its place. He says he has to be hanged. Next night, again the king sees a dream. And now he comes again to the qadi. He says, no, according to all the proof and evidence, he is guilty. He has to go to the gallows. Third night, again the king sees a dream. And again the qadi says, I'm the qadi. And my rule, according to the laws of shariat and fiqh, I have to go by that. I can't go by your dream. Otherwise, many, what people will say, what dream? Even if you are convinced of the truth of a dream. So, he had to be hung. When he was going to be hung, the king also was present. And when the qadi gave the final word, and now about they were putting him on the gallows, the who he murdered, those people came and they have the right. They say, we make maaf, and we'll accept blood money in return. Whatever the blood money, 100 camels value, whatever the blood money is, we will accept that in return. So he got saved. Then the king called him, took him to privacy, and told him the truth. What is the truth? Because this thing is very intriguing, can't seem to understand. So he says, the truth is, I am guilty of murder. And it was that me and this friend, this person who killed, we were best friends. We were sitting, and a Sayyida, young woman, she was passing. And his intentions got bad on her. And he wanted to rape her. So he went, and I told him, how can you do any woman? But this is a Sayyida. How can you do such a thing? And when he didn't listen, and finally when he got hold of her and he wanted to do his evil act, I took my sword and I killed him. So he was guilty, but see how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam interceded for him. So with this we see that how Allah, the love of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, and the value of Hajj also at the same time. May Allah Ta'ala bring these realities. So anyway, the people are there now making tawaf, duas they are making, and only Allah knows who and who is there. And what type of people they are. Especially when we are in these places, we don't know who is of. There's a great alim, but you can't make him out. He's like ordinary. A great wali, but you can't make. So how much of adab we have, respect we have there. And these are all the guests of Allah Ta'ala, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, there, now generally in tawaf also, no woman cover their face. Though there is a way you can put like a cap, but they find it too difficult. Ulama have said, just give your dam or whatever you have to give. So no one. And women from all parts of the world, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, think these are the guests of Allah Ta'ala. If you have got guests, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam got the guests, the farishtas, and people had, his people had terrible, he said, these are my guests, please, how can you think like this of my guests? So your guest, if somebody interferes with your guest, this is Allah's guest, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's guest. So don't interfere with those people. Anyway, those are some adab, etc. For us it is that our heart should be connected. Let us sing there of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and let our hearts be there. And we also become part. And very sad it is if a person is in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. Now no more we can even give the example of the TV. But he, in the haram he's got, if he is worried of what the politics is happening at home, and what soccer game, and who's winning and who's losing, how sad won't it be? And today in the haram all this can be happening. So Allah Ta'ala save us of all that. And we might even use our cell phone. Ulama have given ijazat on our mobile. We got Quran Sharif, we got other things, no problem. But it could be we've got some other things also on there. And you are right at Rozai Mubarak, and that thing just happens to open up, you didn't want to. Then how sad won't that be? Then of course the 10 days of Zulhijjah, they are also extremely valuable, very, very valuable. And in a sense, they are even more valuable than the month of Ramadan. In this sense that every night has got the value of Laylatul Qadr. In Ramadan, we know one Laylatul Qadr. Yeah, Laylatul Qadr is not in Zulhijjah necessarily, but it's got the value, every night has got the value of Laylatul Qadr. So we should try and appreciate these days. Every day's roza is 1 year's roza. So these are great, great days which are coming right on our doorstep. As Alhamdulillah, how many brothers make so much qadr of Ramadan, and how much of Quran Sharif and Ibadat, there is another great opportunity. And it's only really for 9 days, it is called just 10 days, because it's what Eid is, the 10th day of Zulhijjah. So these are extremely, and Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of them also. Wal fajri wa layalin ashr, the 10 nights, which are these nights. And the 10th night is extremely valuable, the night of Eid. So this also we should try and get geared up for it. Try and keep every day roza. If not the 9th, we should keep roza. Otherwise, as many rozas as we can keep, try and during these nights, particularly our Fajr and Isha with Jamaat, whole year we should be, all our namazes, Allah give us tawfiq with Jamaat, but during these times, even more precaution. And more we make tilawat of Quran, and what is easy ibadat, the third kalima, which is loved so much by Allah, the fourth kalima, so that we should try and read, and also try and bring the reality of it within us. Subhanallah, Allah is pure. And by the blessing of saying Allah is pure, by the blessing of that, Allah purifies you. All our dirt Allah Ta'ala takes off. Alhamdulillah. And we should try and say it also with the understanding and with that feeling that all praise is due to Allah. Allah will create qualities of praise in us. Wallahu Akbar, and greatness, qualities of greatness, the respect of people for the sake of deen, Allah Ta'ala will put. So, and La ilaha illallah, how great is these words here. On one pen of the scale, it will outweigh everything in the world. Besides Allah, everything can be put in the other pen. that we underestimate, we don't realize the value of this. Just to say La ilaha illallah, what great value it is. Many times we hear news of somebody has passed away, we haven't got time, we haven't got the courage to read three quls. One qul, just read La ilaha illallah, Ya Allah pass the sawab to the marhum. What a great contribution we have made. And this can be given to even the living people. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate the 10 days of Zulhijjah. And also, if we all want Jannat, Allah grant it all to us. And it's the Jannat is not in a plate. Hey, when we read, like for example, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Queen of Jannat. So we feel nice, and we should feel nice also, but just think little that what sacrifices they make. Allahu Akbar. That on one occasion, for example, she had kneaded the flour and it was ready to be baked, and she said, I'll just go and get fire to light the oven from the neighbors. When she came back, flour is gone. The kneaded flour is gone. Dough. Where is it? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I send it for baking. That a person came and he begged for food and I gave it away. And she said, Allah have pity on you. We haven't eaten. Children haven't eaten for so many days and you just gave it away. But what he said, I send it for to be baked. And in a little while, a person came and with all how many rotis and food and everything, and he gave it to. But what sacrifices? How Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha wore the sores on her hands because personally no maid she kept. All the housework. And in those days, not ready flour you get. They had to grind it on the grind mill. So all these difficulties she had to go through. Then she became the queen of Jannah. We also want to be the kings and the princes and the princesses of Jannah, but it's hard work. These people who achieved, and all the Sahaba, all the Anbiya, those Anbiya that they took a saw and cut them through in the middle. Those Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they fastened one leg with one camel, another leg with another camel, and let the camels go in separate different directions. And today, small things we are not prepared to sacrifice. So these great sacrifices they went through, then they got that Jannat. Allah grant us also that. And also when we will be in Jannat, the highest stages of Jannat, Allah, what pleasures there will be. We cannot imagine. And the person lowest stage also will be 10 times bigger than this whole world. Yeah, now we can be say that I'll be satisfied with it. But there when we are and we see what those are, and just that moment that I could make zikr of Allah, which I could say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and I wasted that. And in fact, we today, and with the mobile, people haven't got time. I met a couple came, and also professional, he's a dentist, but he says, me and my wife, no smartphone. We just keep the ordinary phone. Only we don't need any messages we don't need. If it's necessary, an SMS. And when there is something, how the people in the past should get news, we also will get the news. What is going to affect our lives? We won't be the first. But who is going to be the first also? All our life is carrying on very comfortably. Every year Umrah. Every year going in Jamaat, etc. And everything is carrying on. And just with that simple phone, and it says, for home, and I got peace of mind. I work in a government hospital, I'm not chasing money, and I got complete peace of mind. So, in this time, and who is he? He's a professional. And he's having this peaceful life. So, that's how we're going to, don't waste our time. Today, on what? This mobile phone, the people who are in it, all the time the messages and replying the messages, and the greatest amount of gossip which Shaitan has brought about now, and the greatest amount of la yani, any message you have to comment, you are prompted, you have to make your remark also there, and all that. So Allah Ta'ala save us, and we prepare for Jannah. Then the great ibadat of Qurbani is coming again, and what a great institution Allah has blessed us with. And it should remind us there are so many, the spiritual aspect, the historical aspect and every other way also. Historically, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's qurbani, how Allah Ta'ala kept it alive. If this was some other religion or some other country's way, perhaps they should have made a statue of Ibrahim alayhi salam there in Mina and with the animal and his birthday, and everyone should just go and see. Today you find that everywhere. But yeah, Allah Ta'ala made it a living memory that everyone will slaughter himself. So we all should try and slaughter, and if we can make ta'aleem at home with our children what this qurbani is all about. Otherwise, today with the Western mind that is made and prepared, children feel it is zulam, that, oh, you're slaughtering the blood, we can't see blood. They're making it, and where is it? That blood, Allah loves that blood. Hey, that the ihraq-e dam during these days is so loved by Allah. But our children, especially our little girls, they say, oh, we don't want to see, we don't want to see, we can't see. And they don't want to see. No, we have to, there isn't an Islamic aspect in there. It's only that Western from the school and what they hear. And that, whereas during these days of Qurbani, there is nothing which Allah loves more than Qurbani. And the qurbani also is not really for the meat to be eaten. We eat it, alhamdulillah. But the thing is, Allah just loves the slaughtering of the animals. And what was it? His Habib, his Khalil, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, prepared to slaughter his own son. So if we prepare our children in this way, then perhaps we can at least get some idea, or the least inshallah that will happen is that we don't think that we're very pious. That what is qurbani, and what a formality ours is only. Just an outward rasam, formality ours is. So for that, to bring it more alive, try and have qurbani at home, in our yard. And also one great principle of Allah, when any of his ni'mats are not appreciated, Allah takes it away. So it must not happen. Laws are becoming by the health department more and more difficult. It must not happen like in Europe and other countries that you are not allowed to slaughter. One time, Maulana Salim Dhorat Sahib, Damat Barakatum, came specially to Malawi that, yeah, we can slaughter our own animal. There we can't even slaughter an animal. That, yeah, we can slaughter our own animal. So let not that day come that the laws have become like that. So while we have the opportunity, use it. Then Allah will open more. Like, oh, alhamdulillah, within Sharia limits, women also, they slaughtering also. So all these things, Allah make it that it becomes alive properly. The whole family gets involved in the qurbani. Our house gets involved in the qurbani. Otherwise, our house with all the kitchen scheme and that we don't want one drop of blood, we don't want one hair of the animal. Also, how many of our people, they don't want to eat qurbani meat? It's a sad thing. Qurbani meat, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, the first thing that day is qurbani, the first thing he should eat. Maulana As'ad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he should eat the raw meat, little like mince you make, you can eat a little bit, and he should enjoy just the qurbani. And this is ziyafat from Allah. Allah Ta'ala is making da'wat on these days. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, during those days, no roti, no bread, nothing, only meat he should eat. Because from Allah's side. So we should, and also we should try and correct our other things. How many of us have chicken biryani on Bakri's day? That should be a thing out of the past now. No curry khichdi, no chicken biryani, no fish biryani. That day, if we can, no biryani, only meat. If we bring ourselves, and when there were people, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, see, yeah, they should eat only meat. Ramzan, Hazrat Shaykh should hardly eat anything. And in one majlis, he asked Hazrat Mufti Sahib, isn't it true that in Ramzan, if you eat less, weakness won't come in the body? He said, 100%. By eating less in Ramadan, met one cardiologist. And he said, with his wife, the whole month Ramadan, they went for Umrah. And they only had khajur and water and liban. That's all they had. One or two times they bought something. But besides that, only khajur and water and liban, that's all, the whole month they passed like that. So you don't have to fill our cooler bags also and all that. Allah give us this understanding, and we don't have to waste time to go and buy. The queues are so long. And then all other things also, that we don't know what is happening. You got no worry, khajur and zamzam. What more? We can come to that. So to appreciate This Qurbani is also a very great ibadah that Allah has blessed us with. Let us make qadr of it. To go and look for the animals, to go and see the animals is all great, great ibadah. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and till today, yeah, now alhamdulillah, it's becoming common in our places also. If we go to Karachi at this time, many other Islamic countries, oh, the animals are on every corner and they are standing in that environment. Children are going, all are looking. Of course, keep the rules of Sharia also in mind and we'll bring these things alive. So the Qurbani is also a very great ibadah. So with that, all in these things also which seem a bit difficult, this will be, we will get that comfort of Allah and we will reach Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with all these realities and make Qurbani very much alive. Appreciate the 10 days of Zulhijjah and the days of Hajj and the days of Ziyarat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when the Hajis will be going to Mina and then they are gone to Arafat and then they are gone to Muzdalifah, back to Mina again, back to Makkah Sharif again. Let us also live this within us. And let us, and preferably not on the mobile, not to see all that, but just in our mind, our hearts be there, our minds be there. Dua for the Hajis, dua for the Zaireen of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This also will give us very, very high stages by Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these realities and make us, give us the true spirit of our deen, inshallah.